Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
A yellow level 2 warning has been issued for severe thunderstorms over the southern parts of Limpopo. Isolated showers and thunder showers can be expected to greet the weekend in Gauteng, Mpumalanga and the northwest. Pretoria and Mpumalanga up to 25, Joburg 23, Emalahleni and Polokwane 24 and Rustenburg up to 28 degrees. And one of the hottest places in the country today is the mother city, Cape Town, going up to 34.
In Diepkloof, there is still queuing traffic on the N1 northbound on the link to the N12 east at the Diepkloof interchange.
The Minister of Justice and Constitutional Development, Mamloko Kubai, has vowed to take action to transform courts across the country. She was at the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court yesterday after community members voiced their frustration over procedural violations, inadequate service delivery and a lack of accountability. And the Rwanda-backed M23 armed group has cautiously welcomed the prospect of direct negotiations with the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo to end the conflict in the volatile eastern DRC. It follows yesterday's announcement by SADC to end its military deployment to the eastern DRC following the deaths of more than a dozen soldiers, including 14 from South Africa. And with that, looking at our Business Minute. The European Union and South Africa have committed to deepening their cooperation, with both sides facing trade and aid challenges from America. President Cyril Ramaphosa and President of the European Council António Costa chaired the latest meeting of the South African European Union Summit in Cape Town yesterday. A new €4.7 billion package for South Africa's just energy transition and vaccine manufacturing was announced. Negotiations also kicked off for a first ever trade and investment partnership. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump's trade war continues to weigh on markets. In the latest salvo, Trump threatened to impose 200% tariffs on wine, champagne and other alcoholic beverages from EU countries. That's in retaliation against the bloc's planned levies on American-made whiskey. Gold, a haven in times of turmoil, hit a record this morning owing to the rush into safety. A dollar at R18.30, a euro R19.85, a pound R23.70. That higher gold price at $2,987.07 per fine ounce, oil at $70.28 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija D'Souza, more news at 7.
Well done, Cheslin Kolbe. Named SA Rugby Player of the Year in Cape Town last night, he beat fellow nominees Peter Steph Tutoi, Damian D'Allender, Eben Etzebeth, and Oxen Chair to the big prize. He's the first backline player to win the award since Jean de Villiers back in 2013.
Thank you to the coaches, the players, my family that supported me throughout, and hopefully there'll be many more.
He deserves it, and I hope he has another big season. There's more. The Box One Team of the Year, unsurprisingly. Rassie Erasmus is Coach of the Year. Nadine Ruiz is the Women's Player of the Year. Other categories as well. Sasha Feinberg-Gomezulu won the Young Player Award. Jorenzo Julius is also a winner. Junior Springbok Player of the Year. The Sevens Award went to Selwyn Davids. And Curry Cup Trophy, Renzo Duplessis Bolan's Ashland Davids also winning awards. And for the Bulls, Yaki Davids named the Women's Premier Division Player of the Year. Just one round to go in the Six Nations. France, Ireland, England and Scotland all still in the running for the title. Scots, however, would need a minor miracle. The action gets underway with Italy hosting defending champions Ireland in Rome. Wales and England do battle in Cardiff, and the championship comes to a conclusion when France and Scotland face off in Paris. And Bruno Fernandes led Manchester United to a Europa League quarter-final with a hat-trick to beat Real Sociedad 4-1 at Old Trafford. Also through our Rangers, who dumped Fenerbahce out in a penalty shootout. Tottenham overcame AZ Alkmaar 3-2 on aggregate. Atletico Bilbao beat Roma, and Eintracht Frankfurt put 4 past Ajax to book their place. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's